This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. The president's record on national defense is a campaign issue in 2016. Some Republicans say the Army and Navy are too small at the end of the Obama administration. Presidential hopeful Ted Cruz recently attacked the president for having, quote, dramatically degraded our military. This argument is also being used by a candidate for Northern Michigan seat in U.S. Congress. Last month, former state legislator Jason Allen kicked off his congressional campaign at his family's clothing store in Traverse City.
I'm very concerned about the direction America is heading.
When asked by IPR why he decided to run, Allen said the first issue on his list was the drop in troop levels. Allen made a bold statement about just how large those reductions are.
First of all, from a national defense perspective, we'll have the smallest military since before the First World War.
This claim that the U.S. will soon have its smallest military since before the First World War immediately attracted criticism online. One person wrote on IPR's Facebook page that Allen was lying. It turns out his statement is partially true. Right now, the U.S. Navy does have its smallest fleet since before World War I. But the Army is headed towards troop levels that compare with before the Second World War, not the First. Jason Allen acknowledges he was incorrect, but he says he's worried nonetheless about American military power. Defense spending has fallen off since 2010.
We have to either invest and modernize, or we are going to have to take a look at the role of the United States military.
Allen, who served in the Michigan National Guard, says threats loom from Europe to the Middle East to Asia. The Army might need more divisions. He also says the military may need more money to do things like modernize weaponry.
Certainly with the aging of some of our aircraft, the smallness of our ships, there is going to be additional expenditures required.
The U.S. defense budget is about $585 billion this year. That's a slight increase from last year. Tom Casperson, the other Republican running in the first congressional race, says he'll listen to what military leaders say they need if he's elected. He's a state senator from Escanaba. But Casperson says Congress shouldn't give more money to the military without first doing its homework.
We do have to get our affairs in order when it comes to spending and where we're at, because not to be selfish about it, but I mean, if we don't get our affairs in order, how are we going to help other people if we're weak in that way?
What Casperson doesn't want to see are cuts made to the military just for the sake of making cuts. And that's how some have characterized recent budget making in Washington. Automatic budget cuts, called sequestration, slashed the defense budget back in 2013. On the Democratic side of the race, Jerry Cannon says those automatic budget cuts are not a smart way to do anything.
If my message was anything, we got to stop the sequestration business and let our smart people do the things that they do best, and our political leaders need to listen to them.
Cannon is a retired U.S. Army general. He says he'd like to see troop levels in the U.S. Army stay where they are right now. The Army has about 490,000 troops. The Department of Defense says the Army will lose an additional 40,000 troops by 2018. The budget is not the only reason for this reduction. David Ochmanek is a senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
The Army and Marine Corps are getting smaller. They increased in size in order to handle the demands of the simultaneous counterinsurgency campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now that those have wound down, they're in the process of going back to the size force that they were before.
At its peak size after September 11th, the Army had about 100,000 more troops than it does right now. But Ochmanek says the reductions aren't critical yet.
In an absolute sense, we are not a weaker nation militarily than we were 3 or 4 years ago, but the world isn't standing still.
Ochmanek says the nation should be spending a little more, especially to upgrade things like missile defense systems. Whoever the next congressman from Northern Michigan is, he won't have to vote on the military budget right away. The Department of Defense has a budget in place for the next 2 years. Lon Johnson, the other Democratic candidate in this race, would not comment for the story.